Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Barbara Weltman has been with me since March of 1998, when I was fortunate enough to find her, and she's been coming back ever since then. She's been joining us on a regular basis to talk to us about many things, but especially small business taxes. Barbara Weltman is the author of Small Business Taxes 2011, 2012, 2009. You're starting to get the picture. J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes is the official title, and she's been covering this for a long time. And she knows more about small business taxes than anybody I know. She's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
Thanks. I must have been in the fourth grade.
I think it was the third grade. And I remember it well. Also, folks, Barbara has a radio show, her own radio show, every Monday afternoon. And we'll talk about that a little bit more a little later on. Barbara. You're not old enough to remember this, but maybe you've heard of the comic book series called Bizarro World.
Oh, I remember Bizarro
and,
World.
And Bizarro World, folks.
It was in Superman.
Everything was opposite.
Right.
The vacuum cleaner put trash out on the floor. You know, the store clerks gave you money when you went to the store to buy stuff. Everything was opposite. Last Thursday morning, I feel like I woke up in Bizarro World.
You're not alone.
Did you feel that way? Tell the audience why we thought that way.
I thought that way. Well, first of all, I was certain that the personal mandate was unconstitutional.
And we actually now know that it is. We're talking about the Supreme Court case, folks, of Obamacare. And
no, now we know it is constitutional, is what they're saying.
But only if it's a tax.
But if it's a tax, that's right.
If it's a penalty, it's not constitutional.
Correct. But from my perspective,
and that's the Bizarro World part.
Well, the Bizarro World part for me is the fact that it's, I don't care what they call it, frankly, the fact that the government can make you buy something under. You know, penalty, tax, or whatever, just seems so un-American. I can't even get my mind around.
I know.
I mean, now we're going to have to go out and buy Priuses or pay a tax.
We're going to have to
buy Diet Coke and not regular Coke.
But not the big ones. Only the smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
Right, because that's what Bloomberg did in New York, right? So what do you think about all this? What do you think about this new tax that we're going to have?
Well, I wrote my blog for Thursday with the things that bug me about this whole thing. And aside from the fact that now there's a slew of taxes that are going to take effect next in 2013 that's going to tax successful entrepreneurs. There's new payroll responsibilities for employers, including figuring out how to withhold that new 0.9% tax.
This is all as Obamacare goes into force.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think one of the things, and I could skip around and talk about it, a lot of different things that bug me because it's a lot. But one of the things that bug me the most is the uncertainty that continues.
Yeah.
Because while the legal issue may be settled for the moment through the court, the political issue is totally unsettled.
Well, and the
so
practical
do
issue...
Do businesses spend money to comply now or not?
Yeah. The practical issue for business owners is not had not been resolved. We're still concerned about it. We polled our audience this week, our online audience, about this, and we asked them if Obamacare, if what is this decision going to do for your small business? And it's pretty much split between it will hurt my business and I don't know, but I'm afraid of it, meaning Obamacare, 43 and 45% respectively. Only 2% said it will be good for my business. And 43% said Obamacare will hurt my business, and 45% said I don't know if it'll hurt my business, but I'm afraid of it. Now that's the uncertainty. That's 88% are have uncertainty about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a horrible thing.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna let Barbara talk some more. I wanted to tell us some more about what you and I have in store for us when Obamacare goes into force. And she's got the details after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.